at 6:06. It is clear, 69 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 94, again with a high fire danger. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Oklahoma's Transportation Commission unanimously approves selling the Sooner Subrail line. Our Matt Trotter was in Oklahoma City for the meeting yesterday.
A committee led by Commerce Secretary Larry Parman scored Stillwater Central Railroad's bid twice as high as BNSF's.
Therefore, by our unanimous vote, the committee respectfully recommends that the Sooner Subrail line be sold.
State House member Richard Morris said attempted an 11th-hour intervention.
If you keep it and you lease it and put provisions in the lease that mandate passenger rail, then you control the outcomes, not the other way around.
But the commission accepted Stillwater's offer of $75 million cash for the Sooner Sub. Closing is expected within 60 days. From Oklahoma City, Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Some residents in the Guthrie area are being allowed to return home this morning. This after a wildfire that started late Sunday led to a mass evacuation. Guthrie Fire Chief Eric Harlow worries about flare-ups.
Normally in these situations, we have a wind shift or a cold front come through. We're not going to have that this time. Wednesday afternoon at the earliest is what we're looking at for any weather change.
One man was killed when he refused to leave his mobile home. Fire officials estimate at least six homes have been destroyed by that blaze. Governor Fallon, meanwhile, declares a state of emergency across Oklahoma as a result of the wildfires. She also issued an executive burn ban in 36 counties. For about the western half of the state. The only county in our part of the state in the burn ban is Pawnee County, where fire crews this morning are battling a blaze near Tarleton. The process is moving quickly, and construction could begin late this summer or early this fall for the expansion of the Tulsa jail. Sheriff Stanley Glenn says bids are being advertised for an architect to design the expansion.
This will add 300 beds to the jail, so it'll bring our bed space up to a little over 2,000 beds.
Glenn expects construction to take about 18 months. 19 donors have committed more than $40 million to the city's newest park along the Arkansas River. The George Kaiser Family Foundation, which contributed $200 million toward the project, announced the pledges for a park to be called a gathering place for Tulsa. The Kaiser Foundation is also a contributor to this radio station. Federal and state seismologists advise Oklahoma that the chance of a damaging earthquake has increased here significantly.
The warning was co-signed by the State Geological Survey and comes less than a week after scientists attending the annual meeting of the Seismological Society of America said earthquakes triggered by oil and gas disposal wells could be stronger and more damaging than previously thought. Bill Leith with the U.S. Geological Survey says the warning is not a forecast.
When you get a large increase in the number of small earthquakes, the potential for a larger earthquake also goes up.
Leith says most homes and buildings in Oklahoma aren't built to accommodate earthquakes, which amplifies the risk. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
The head of the Oklahoma Department of Corrections says he is confident a probe into last week's botched execution will be carried out in a timely manner. Director Robert Patton hopes to learn several things from the review.
I have asked for, the governor has approved, an investigation outside of this agency, or a review outside of this agency of the events of that night, of the protocol itself, to ensure, number one, the protocol is followed, number two, what changes we need to make to the protocol, and give me time to make those changes.
Pat made the comments on the OETA. He feels Public Safety Commissioner Michael Thompson is a good person to lead that probe. Our weather forecast, sunny, breezy, and hot with a high fire danger, 94 for a high, windy and mild tonight, 68 for a low. Now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 69. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.